Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to share together. On yesterday's broadcast, we began talking about mountains. We talked about how important they are, even in the natural realm, but also we looked at Scripture, seeing how mountains played specific roles in Scripture. They were places of defense, security, or safety. They were the scenes of great events, such as when Moses saw the burning bush that was not consumed on Mount Horeb. So many places were mentioned and used by the Lord in Scripture. They were selected for places of divine worship. They're spiritually significant, and also they illustrate the Church of the Living God, and we saw that reference in Daniel, the second chapter. But for today, we also want to understand, and perhaps we can relate to this more readily, is that mountains also illustrate difficulties in our lives. That beautiful passage in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 4th verse says that every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Well, that's a reference to the spiritual difficulties that we encounter in our lives. And also, we know that Jesus made a reference to mountains in Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 20, where he says, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." I'd like now to read some passages in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 8. "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, and to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoner, Go forth, to them that are in darkness shew yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them." And listen to this verse. This is verse 11 that I really want us to focus on. "And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted." The Lord is saying in verse 11, "And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted." That's really an interesting statement. Now, of course, these verses that I've shared refer to the restoration of Israel, but you know that we are spiritual Israel. Excuse me. The New International Version translates verse 11 this way: "I will turn all my mountains into roads." The Living Bible translates that verse, "And I will make my mountains into level paths for them." Praise God. I will make all my mountains a way. This is the Lord speaking. And as I looked at that verse, I saw some meaning in it that I think you will be blessed as we look at those obstacles that we so often find in our lives, that those obstacles that we feel that the enemy is just placed smack dab in the middle of our pathway, God is going to use those obstacles to serve His purposes. We all have mountains in our lives. As you're listening to me, there may be several mountains that are facing you, or you might feel that you've got a whole mountain range around you and you're surrounded. We all have mountains. I've got mountains in my life. And there are people, there are things, there are circumstances which seem to threaten our spiritual progress into perfection in Christ Jesus. That, of course, is the path that we're on, spiritual perfection, growing into maturity. Whatever it might be, those heavy claims, those unresolved burdens, those unanswered prayers, the thorn in the flesh, our daily cross, they all seem as mountains before us. And sometimes they seem a great deal larger depending upon our perspective. What do we do? Well, we do the very natural thing. We pray for their removal. Now, if only those problems were removed, we could live pure, more committed, holier lives. Things would be a joy. They would be a blessing. Now, we can say trials certainly do come from the enemy, but God will use them for His glory. I will make all my mountains a way. And I believe that many times we've not realized that the mountains we face in many situations are His mountains. You know, the bad things we experience, the trials, well, certainly the enemy is responsible. He comes to steal, kill, rob, and destroy. But God is using everything that occurs to us. In fact, He doesn't allow us to be tested above what we're able to endure. He loves us. Of course, He's concerned for us. He wants to give us the desires of our hearts. He wants to give us the things that make us happy. But even more importantly than all of this, the Holy Spirit is primarily concerned and interested in preparing us for citizenship in God's heavenly kingdom. He's interested in fashioning us after the model of Jesus, the divine Son of God. So, this is His primary function and purpose. Yes, He wants to bless us. He wants to see all of our needs met. But the main thing is He is concerned with character development. So, what do we do? And so, instead of praying for those mountains to be removed, we can pray that God wants us to climb those mountains and learn the lessons, learn the things that He would have us to learn. Haven't we prayed for the fruit of the Spirit? I know I have. Haven't we asked to be like Jesus? Well, I would suggest to you, beloved, that the mountains that you face today in your life are the very means to the graces and virtues for which you've been praying for. What do we do? Let me give you an example. We pray for patience. But then something comes along to really try our patience. And what do? Well, we try to run from it. We try to evade it and get away from it in every way possible. And if we see that that mountain is a roadblock, and it's, you know, that's what we just do. We say, okay, Lord, get that mountain out of our way. In the name of Jesus, we try to cast that into the sea. And we imagine that the removal of that obstacle would secure immediate deliverance and victory, as well as attainment of our spiritual desires in God. But if you think about it, that's not really the case. Think about it this way. If God immediately answered our prayers, for example, our prayer for patience, what we would gain is only the cessation of temptations to impatience. And that's not patience. Patience can only be acquired through just such trials as seem unbearable at the time. But as we submit ourselves to the Lord, as we call out to God for patience, for long-suffering, He will answer us and He'll give us the grace that we need. You know, I'm going to stop right here in ministering the word. Because I feel there's some that are really having some difficulties in the area of patience. There are sore trials against you that are just wanting you to, you just want to throw up your hands and impatient with people. Sometimes it is so difficult to put up with people that have, they just rub us the wrong way. Well, let me pray with you if you're being troubled by that. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see the many things that are coming against your beloved today. Those things that have sorely tried the patience of your son, your daughter. And Lord, I'm asking for divine grace that is sufficient for all of our needs. Lord, that you would just pour your strength, pour your peace. Lord, that agitation, that upset that the enemy has brought today, Lord, I pray that it will dissipate right now. Lord, they have asked, they don't want to displease you. They don't want to fall short of your glory. So Lord, I'm asking for a divine outpouring of your peace right now. Lord, from the very tops of their head to the very soles of their feet, you would just pour an outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, that every fiber and cell of their being would be charged by the Spirit of God. And Lord, that you will just lift them up into a realm with you. Lord, that you would cause them to see from a heavenly perspective. Lord, cause them to realize that they are seated with you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Lord, from that eternal perspective, from that heavenly perspective, they will begin to see things in a different way. And Lord, the things that would try their patience, Lord, that they, the enemy that would try to exasperate them, Lord, that every bit of annoyance, every bit of frustration, every bit of intolerance will go right now. And Lord, that you will give them just a divine patience, a divine love, a divine faith, Lord, knowing that you're in charge. Lord, that they don't have to be concerned, because as they've committed these situations to you, as we do anew and afresh, that you will undertake and you will, Lord, allow them to see your hand of intervention, that you're going to make a way where there seems to be no way, in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel refreshed by the Spirit of the Lord, and I pray that His Spirit has refreshed you through this broadcast. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we conclude this message on making His mountains away in our lives. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best friend.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.